much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath, from wrath through him. Much more. Much more. Can we say much more? Much more then, having now been justified. Justified is one of those Christianese words again. Justified, just as if we've never sinned. Jesus doesn't remember it. Why should we remember it? Amen? Just as if we never sinned, by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 1:7. We're just talking about all of these things that the blood has actually done for us. And as Christians, we need to utilize this. If we don't know this, we have a weapon in our arsenal that we don't know how to use. We don't know that it's in there. And it is powerful and effective. Amen. Ephesians 1:7. And I like this at the very top. I kind of titled each one of these, "By the power of the blood of Jesus, I am forgiven." Glory to God. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. The grace of God, amen, oh, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Glory to God. It's abounding toward us. Let's go back to verse 7 real quick here. According to the riches of his grace, he is rich with grace. Amen. There is grace and there is mercy. And there is a difference between those two. So mercy is not getting something you should have gotten. Grace is the opposite of that, which is mercy not getting something that you should have gotten. Grace is getting something that you shouldn't have gotten. So we get the forgiveness of God. We shouldn't have gotten that forgiveness. We should have gone to hell. Jesus took our place. We should have gone to the cross, but Jesus took our place. We should have got that, but his grace said no. Amen. His grace, by his grace, we don't have to do that. Jesus took it from us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's go to... All right, I love this. Let's go to Psalm 77:15. All of these were talking about basically the forgiveness of sin. And I wanted to talk about this verse. It doesn't have the blood of Jesus in it, but it's an interesting verse because I love the expression that it has in here. In Genesis, when God made men, he breathed into Adam, and there was life, a breath. I mean, it's so soft. It's so, I mean, just a little bit of effort and we can breathe. But over here in Psalm 77:15, you have with your arm redeemed your people. So when he made us, he breathed. But to redeem us, he has to use his arm, the arm of God. Hallelujah. Can you see the might and the power that expression, that idea of using God's arm to redeem his people? Hallelujah. He did this. He did this for me. He did this for you. Glory to God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. When we were denying him, when we were spitting on him, when we were cursing at him, that's when he died. That's when he died for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's good. Amen. Let's go over to Romans 3:24. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I have been justified. Here's another justified. Hallelujah. Romans 3:24. Amen. Being justified freely by his grace. There's that word again, the grace. Amen. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We can go to the next verse here. whom God set forth as a propitiation, thank you, by his blood. By what? What is it? By his blood. Amen? By his blood, through faith. That means we need to believe what Jesus did actually applies to us. We need to believe that this blood actually has power, that it says it has power. We believe it by faith. Amen? By his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness. That means right standing with God. That places you back in right standing and favor with God. Because in his forbearance, God has passed over the sins that were previously committed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It doesn't even matter. It's washed away. He doesn't remember it. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Let's go down to 2 Corinthians 5:21. The power of the blood has made us righteous and right standing with God. Hallelujah. For he made him who knew no sin, glory to God, to be sin for us. He took our place that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We're not just sinners saved by grace, right? We were sinners. We got saved. Hallelujah. Now we're the righteousness of God in him. We're in right standing with God. Hallelujah. If we mess up, we say, God, forgive me. Glory to God. And we're going to read a couple of scriptures on forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're the righteousness of God. If we keep on calling ourselves sinners, then we keep on looking back. God doesn't remember our sin. We're the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Revelations 1:5. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I am a king and a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next verse here. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Can we get an amen? Hallelujah. His blood says to him who loved us, he loved us. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And has made us kings and priests. Glory to God. How many know that kings actually have a signet ring? Kings have a symbol of what they use for their authority. This is interesting that it says he's washed us in his blood. The authority that we have comes from the blood of Jesus. That's the authority that we have. Amen. We can say, oh, the blood of Jesus. Amen. And that is our authority. And we can apply that to any area of our life. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:24. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I am healed. Glory to God. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Past tense, were. We can say, by his stripes, I was healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God on that cross that day. Let's go down to Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. This also includes peace in your life. The power of the blood of Jesus gives you peace. Amen. So if there's unrest, if there's chaos, if there's things happening that shouldn't be happening, we can plead the blood of Jesus over that. Amen. Let's go to Colossians 2:15. And then I have a couple stories I want to tell you guys here. But by the power of the blood of Jesus, we have been moved from the enemy's kingdom to the kingdom of God. Amen. Colossians. Actually, can we start at 13, please? Thanks, you guys. They're amazing on that computer. It really does help. How many things it helps having some words up there? It really does help. So it is such a nice help to have that up there. But he has moved us from the enemy's kingdom to the kingdom of God. That's how powerful the blood of Jesus is. Hallelujah. From kingdom to kingdom. Glory to God. Amen. Let's see. Colossians 2:13. And I didn't write down 13, I only have 15. I'll get it real quick. Oh, wonderful. Awesome. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses. Glory to God. Let's go to the next verse here. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements. There was requirements in the law. Amen. There were certain requirements that you had to do. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He is good. He nailed it to the cross. When Satan tries to bring up something of your past, of sins, or say, it's nailed to the cross, I plead the blood of Jesus over that, because Jesus does not even remember that. It is nailed to the cross. Can we just read that one more time? Can we go back to 13? Glory to God. And one more, please. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive. Who wants to be alive? We're all alive, amen? Glory to God. Alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. The next one here. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against you, which was contrary to us, that and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. He's taken it out of the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, there's also one over here, too, which I think has the wrong place in it. But there's also a scripture right here. It says, having disarmed principalities and powers. Oh, it is 15? Oh, okay, I just didn't go far enough, maybe. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. He's disarmed them. What does disarmed mean? In war. I mean, that means you won. They did not. You disarmed them. Disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them. There's a couple of stories here. One I'm going to actually read to you. And it is from the book The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. Who's read that book? It's amazing. Yes, Darlene, awesome. Her son's name is Chip Brim. He's actually been to our church before a long time ago. But there was a story about a meeting he had preached at where a young lady who was a witch doctor and demon-possessed was in attendance. A group of pastors had spent 5 hours trying to deliver her. They were praying and praying, but she continued to physically attack them. And the demon in her was speaking lies and tormenting the people in the room. Though Chip had been staying in the background, the woman spotted him and suddenly charged him at full speed. At that moment, it rose up in his spirit to yell, "I plead the blood." Immediately, she fell and grabbed her ears and screamed, "Not the blood, not the blood." Realizing its power, all the ministers gathered around and began singing and pleading and declaring the blood. Within 15 minutes, she was set free, delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The interesting thing is, if demons hate the blood so much, that is evidence of how powerful it really is. And we've kind of stepped away from that a little bit, maybe in the body of Christ. And we need to know our authority, and we need to be using the blood of Jesus in our life. If they know how powerful it is, we need to know how powerful it is. There was also another story. Do you want to say this story, honey? You know it better than me. Story of that other church. A minister went to go in this other church, and
it's my sermon now. I'm just joking. There's this minister. They was having church, and it was a demonic church. That's all it was.
Like
satanic,
spiritual, yeah, new age type of
kind of church. And he ended up getting saved and everything, and became a pastor. But he, I guess, was the pastor, they said, at this church. They called it a church, and it's okay, I'll continue. And he thought it was like true. He thought it was a church, you know. He thought he was doing the right thing. He said that they sang all the same songs we sing, all the same songs, everything. He said, but then they finally started singing a song that we sang about the blood of Jesus. And he said they'd start singing that, and he said all the demons would start getting agitated, and they wouldn't be able to sing it. He said so it got him to trying to figure out what was going on, and that's when he found out that it was wrong. Yeah, it wasn't right, and he ended up getting saved and became a pastor. And he actually told the story about it. Obviously, it's why I heard it. But he said, you know, when they'd start singing about the blood, they'd all get agitated. It's funny, ain't it?
Yeah. They know the power, yeah. They know the power that's in the blood of Jesus. And we now know the power that's in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, we're gonna learn some more. We're gonna learn more about this power that's in this blood. Ephesians 2:12. By the power of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I have a covenant of promise. Ephesians 2:12. That at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And let's go to the next. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We have been brought near to God by what? By the blood of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes if you're feeling far away from God, or you're feeling somehow he's far out there, say, no, not by the blood of Jesus. He's brought me near. He has brought me near. Amen. Glory to God. The word redeemed has been kind of throughout here a couple different times in different scriptures, but I wrote down the definition of redeemed, and this is actually in the Strong's Concordance. But redeemed actually means payment of a price to recover from power of another. Amen. To ransom. Sometimes we get a picture of what that really looks like, to ransom. Something had to pay your ransom. Someone had to pay your ransom. Also means to rescue. We sang that in a song tonight. Freeing freeing the elect from the dominion of the law at the price of his death. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Galatians 3:13. So redeemed, it means to ransom, to rescue, a payment of a price to recover from another. Amen. Galatians 3:13. There we go. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Let's go to the next verse, please. Amen. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. How did that all happen? How is that possible? It's possible by the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God, because he has redeemed us. That means he paid the price. That means he ransomed, and he was that price that he paid for us. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go over to Luke 22:20. Amen. They're talking about Jesus here. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." This happened before he even shed his blood. They were confused by this. They didn't know what this really meant. He's holding up this cup. This cup is the new covenant. What are you talking about, Jesus? A new covenant. They knew the old covenant. But what is this new covenant? And why did he say, "In my blood, which is shed for you"? We know now, looking at it. Amen. We know what he did on the cross for us. A new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And he did shed his blood for us. Let's go to Hebrews 8:6. I love talking about this covenant. Amen. It's so good. Hebrews 8:6. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant. Can we say better? Better. Who likes stuff that's better than the old stuff? If they made it better, that's usually what it is. It's usually better. Mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Amen. A better covenant. Not just a new one. It's better. Amen. Better promises with it. Glory to God. Let's go to Galatians 5:1. It's good getting in the Word, amen. It's good opening up the Word. It's good getting this stuff, speaking it out, learning something about the power of the blood. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So there's a couple things here. Christ has made us free. We have freedom through the power of the blood. Amen. We do not, and it says that it even breaks the yoke of bondage. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That means, again, actually means he already broke the yoke of bondage. And now we have a choice. If we want to go back into that or not, we can get entangled again. And it says, do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Bondage might try to come back on you. But we're not going to be entangled with it again. Amen? The blood of Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus has broken that yoke. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews 10:19. Amen. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holies of holy by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Let's read a little bit more through here. Let's go to the next one. by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. And one more verse. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Glory to God. Boldness to enter the holies of holies. Boldness to enter the holies of holies. We're going to get in a little bit more into holies of holy when we get into more covenant and what the priests actually had to do. But we have the boldness to enter now. Glory to God. That means through worship. That means through prayer. That means through direct communication to God. That's where the priest had direct communication to God, was in the Holy of Holies. And guess what? We have that right now. We have that today through the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Boldness to enter. Hallelujah. Amen. And I love this, Revelations 12:11. The power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Revelations 12:11. And they overcame him. They, it's talking about us, by the way. Us. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Hallelujah. How did they overcome him? Overcome Satan. How do we? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to finish up with a couple of things here. We can apply the blood of Jesus to every situation in our life. We went through so many different scriptures talking about different aspects of the blood of Jesus and how it affects our life. We need to be applying it to our life. The attacks of the enemy can often seem relentless. Sometimes it's one thing after another, after another. I know at work today, there was just crazy stuff happening. And it was like, I'm getting out of work late and different things. And I know that Satan is, you know, trying to come against the people that were at work and trying to make sure that I wasn't studying and different things. And we knew exactly what was happening. And we were coming against that through the power of the blood. Amen. He did not want this to be out tonight, just to let you know. He did not. But glory to God, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we know that in John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Amen. Sometimes he comes to attack our money, our home, our children, our health, our emotions, our mind, everything. And there is something that we can do about it. He has no legal right of any part of our life. We have been taken from the enemy's kingdom, and we are in the kingdom of light now. He has nothing that he can hold against us. He has no power. He has no authority over our life because we have been washed in the blood. Amen. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he accomplished more than the redemption and the remission of sin. The blood of Jesus reversed every part of the curse. Reversed every part of the curse. It diminished it. It demolished it. That includes sickness, disease, poverty, lack, depression, strife, addiction. Amen. It's done. It's finished. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, it is finished. What was he talking about? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Also, the term pleading the blood is kind of strange. I thought for a long time pleading the blood was somehow begging, like begging, oh, please, please, I'm pleading. No, that is not what that word means. Actually, it comes from the legal standpoint, a standpoint of law and a judge and pleading your case. The thing is, we have the evidence. Amen. We have the evidence that wins the case, and guess what it is? It's the blood of Jesus. So we just hold it up and say, I'm covered by the blood. Amen. Glory to God. Every day we have to exercise our rights and our authority by pleading the blood of Jesus, refusing to give the enemy even 1 inch of territory, even one emotional cry, even one episode of anger, even one dime, hallelujah, even one little sniffle or cough, amen, we're not going to give it to him, amen, hallelujah. We refuse to give the enemy even one small inch of territory. Satan is a defeated foe, and through the precious blood of Jesus, we are victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we receive the revelation that the blood of Jesus has provided redemption, fellowship, healing, protection, authority, we will begin to operate in the fullness of his power. The power of the blood of Jesus is enough to overcome everything that comes against us. This is how we live a victorious life, through the blood of Jesus. And it's the life that Jesus died for. And if we do not live this victorious life, if we do not use his blood in our life, why did he die? Why did he hang on the cross? Why did he take the stripes on his back if we're not even going to use it? But we are, amen. We're using it. We're using it. We're applying it to our life. And we're going to change things that try to come against us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to take our place. The punishment that was supposed to be on our life, that we were supposed to pay. Jesus, you took it. You took those stripes on your back for our healing, for our lives. Jesus, you hung on that cross instead of me. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. And we will apply this blood that is so precious and so powerful, the authority that you have given us through your blood. We will use it. If there's anybody here that does not know Jesus as Lord, that doesn't know the satisfaction of being forgiven, being washed by his blood, standing in righteousness, in right standing with God Almighty, if you do not know that feeling, if you have not accepted Jesus, it's time. It is time. We do not know if we have another day or not. It is time. Time is short. If that is you, this is your call tonight to accept Jesus as Lord of your life. If that is you, you need to raise your hand. All right, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for your son Jesus. Thank you, God, for this word that was given tonight. That those things that try to come into our life, Satan, we're not going to give you an inch. We're not going to give up our marriages. We're not going to give up our children. We're not going to give up our health. We're not going to give up our finances. Hallelujah. Because we live in a new kingdom, under a new covenant, a better covenant with better promises. And we know the power of the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, can we say amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, amen. The kids might still be in their class